This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to the Sound Off on Reinvention Radio. What's going on, Mary Valet? How are you, Mary Valet?
How are you?
Richie Oche, what's up, babies? How you doing?
Good, doing well.
Good, good. We got White Wade holding it down in the studio, and we got Kelly Poker under, like, much duress back home, but she's hanging out with us, I am sure, and so much going on. I don't even know where to start. My God, it's like, this is like, I don't know what it is. It's like at the end of the summer, do people just lose their mind? Because that's kind of where we're at right now. I mean, it's like we're heading into that fall equinox, right? Isn't that like March, September 20th? Isn't it? First day of fall is next week, right?
On this side of the equator, yeah.
Is it the 20th or the 22nd? I never can remember.
Basically 21st of each, you know.
Just split it,
well,
huh?
Well, no, I mean, because it's the leap year every 4 years, right?
So it's somewhere right in there. So let me ask you this. Do you guys believe in any of that astrology like stuff? Are you into any of that? Like do you know your sign? Like Mary Goulet, what sign are you?
I'm a Virgo with a Sag rising.
You're a Virgo? Mm-hmm. That's so cool. I knew we got along for
five
a reason.
Planets in Virgo.
That's a lot.
It is.
Wait a minute.
In my ninth house.
See, this is where we get like crazy detailed on all this stuff.
Yeah. How do you got nine houses as a real
estate? How many houses, 12. Right? How many houses do we get?
12.
We get 12 houses. See, I don't. This is all news.
See,
to me.
And you think you only owned one?
And
right,
the ninth house is the house of God.
In the ninth house, in the house,
and I have five planets in Virgo in my house of God.
Man, we're gonna have to get a little more detailed on that. Because are you into that stuff? Do you know your sign stuff and all that?
I know it, but I'm kind of more of a believer that because I think it's more biology stuff than the.
Well, so what is your
Gemini?
So you're a Gemini.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, when's your birthday?
June 5th.
June 5th. Okay. So my sister's a Gemini. She's a May Gemini. I'm a Sag, but I'm a November Sag. So evidently there's like
December,
cuspish type things.
Your birthday's the 25th, isn't it?
Oh, Mary Goulet, you go, girl. That's very impressive. It's the month before Christmas. That's how you remember it, because it's just
no,
20.
I just
no, you just remember.
Yeah.
You're just good like that. So what about, okay, so that's your
no,
son.
She remembered it like the day after you give thanks, then it's your birthday.
Oh, all right. So all right. So let me ask you this. So that's the sun sign, right?
Yeah.
Then there's the moon sign.
My moon is in Virgo.
Your moon. So you're a double Virgo?
I guess, if you want to call it that. I've got five signs in Virgo in my ninth house, and the moon and the sun are both Virgo.
Do you know yours, Richie? Do you know your moon sign? I'm learning all this stuff. My wife is in all this stuff. I'm learning all this. Yeah. So my moon is in Gemini. Which,
oh, brother.
See? It explains a lot, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does.
All right. I don't know what it explains, though. I'm sure it explains something. But there's like sun sign, moon sign, and all that. I bring all this up because evidently I was doing I was planning for 2018, which is something I don't usually do, but in the world of internet marketing where you're trying to find partners to support you on various things that you do in that sort of whole affiliate world, internet marketing world, and so on, a lot of the calendars go out really far.
Well, especially like the launches.
The launches, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. So I was planning on doing another launch of Profiting from Podcasts and doing that at some point, you know, in the fairly near future, like after the first of the year or something like that. And I laid out a couple of dates and I had a buddy of mine who said, you know, I'm happy to support you, but you do realize that you are scheduling that for Mercury in retrograde.
Yeah.
What is the deal with that? I have heard about this thing, but what? Like, is this a real thing?
So did Lena explain? Oh, it's a thing.
It's a real thing.
It is a thing.
Like, because is it something that you just, like, if you think, is it like one of those things where it's like law of attraction? Like, if you think about it and you focus on it, then things will happen that reflect it? Or is it an actual thing?
This is back to my comment I was starting to make earlier when I say I think it's more biology. Okay, so I'll use my daughter as an example. She's in October.
Yeah.
Right? So I, instead of going, oh, it's because she's a Libra or she's a Scorpio or whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's more, oh, a baby around 6 months when light is more during this time of the year and less time, they will tend to be this kind of way, right? Where a sack of chemicals are the things about thinking. People that want to make it be more are thinking about it too much. I think it's mostly just biology. But I also say we're between 5 and 16 of us, right? In the East, in Asia, we're either wood, fire, metal, air, or water. And
I have
here we're Myers-Briggs, right? we're 16 of us. We're you're a whatever QS blah 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 whatever.
Oh, the INFJ.
Or you're like there's 9 of us if you go with the Enneagram.
Right.
There's 12 of us if you go with this stuff.
Yeah.
So
I mean, we're all made up though of different. I mean, we all have different.
We're way more alike than we're different.
Well, that's for sure. All right, wait, he's jumping out of his chair. Yes, sir.
My sole comment is.
Is that S-O-U-L or S-O-L-E? I just want to make sure I'm clear on this because we're getting a little spiritual
here. Well, hopefully it'll be both.
Okay, gotcha.
As creatures, as a species, we look for patterns and we try to find ways to tell stories to explain the patterns we believe we're seeing.
And so, Mary Goulet, Mercury in retrograde, since you clearly know more about this than anyone at the table, is it an actual thing? Like...
It is, if you just mark the dates, because there's a shadow phase, and then there is the time that the Mercury does stop and goes retrograde for...
What does retrograde mean, by the
backwards.
Way?
Backwards.
Backwards.
And it's in charge of communication, technology.
Remember that time when the sun goes in front of the moon? Like
right, exactly. And that's supposed to happen, but evidently if it does, then we're all fucked. So we can't have the sun going in front of the moon. But wait, the planet goes backwards?
Yeah. There are a lot of almost all the planets.
It's not going. It's relative to us.
Yes.
Not. It's not go. It doesn't start going backwards all of a sudden.
Right.
It's in context with how we're moving. Context again.
Yes.
Yeah. But it actually. But
angle.
But again, this has impact though.
So, but what I'm getting back to, I'm saying it's a little of both. Right.
Yeah.
Yes, it has impact, but just the same way the moon pulls the tides. I'm don't over. You know.
Yeah.
The
but if you're out in the show, you know, in the shallow water during low tide, and then tide comes in, you're screwed.
I don't know.
I mean, that's an actual thing.
But do people freak out on a full moon, or is it just more lit and they're staying up later, and they're getting more
lit? But lunacy, right? Like a lunatic. Like there's actual like terms that tie into it. So historically, things do happen. Full moons.
You can either trust your gut instinct or you use these as tools. Go ahead, Wade.
But per Rich's point he's making, is it are people acting crazier because the moon's full, or does the moon being full give them an opportunity to stay up later drinking, and then they do stupid crap at 3 a.m.?
That's just the same reason why I say locks keep honest people honest. Every cop on the road knows almost every single person in that car, and I've talked to cops about this. Almost every single person in their car, barring a few that are traveling home that are service workers, are either on drugs or on their way to get drugs after 2 o'clock.
Well, of course.
Right. So
nothing good happens after midnight.
So here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, 90% of accidents happen within 5 miles of the home. No shit. You're usually within 5 miles of your home.
I bet.
Let me see
happens.
If in this crazy study, I wonder if the second most common place is your workplace.
All right, but let's get the scientific like facts here because like
that's what I'm talking about. Scientific facts.
Those are facts.
The moon makes you crazy. That's a scientific fact.
I don't know. I mean, I think it has some sort of like pull thing and low tide, high tide and all that. So, all right. So
causation,
Mercury retrograde.
The reason why he's.
Correlation isn't causation.
The reason why he's telling you not to plan your event during Mercury retrograde.
Thank you for being the voice of reason. Yes.
One, don't plan an event during Mercury retrograde and don't have the event during Mercury retrograde. People will cancel, postpone. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Things
because
might
they
go wrong.
It.
Is that it, though? Is it because they believe it, or is it because there is actually proof that things happen?
I think things happen if you just do, both of you, we'll do an experiment on the next Mercury retrograde.
When is the next Mercury retrograde?
I'm not necessarily going to say you should do it. This is the difference. Why go for it if other people are going to cancel regardless?
Because there's the possibility
why do it? This is where my
avoid the time period.
Why just say, okay, hey, other people are going to cancel, so screw it. I'll do a different time. But if it was the only time you could have, or you have to wait till 2020, mm-hmm. fuck that planet.
Yeah. That would be the meme right there.
Yeah, right?
Fuck that planet.
That's hilarious.
So, all right. So my point being, though, just in thinking about all of this stuff, is there actual merit to this, Mary Galay, in your opinion?
I would probably look at the calendar and see if there was a Mercury retrograde. If I really wanted something to be successful.
Yeah.
Here's my question to you. Here's my question to you, Mary. Uh-huh. If it's the only time they'll close on the escrow, would you have them sign it still?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, you would.
Yeah. So.
And I would just be prepared for things to go wrong. That's my point. You just have to be prepared. Mm-hmm. Okay, my phone's going to break, or this is going to happen, or communication. It's in charge of communication as well. So I have to be very delicate with my words. So I don't challenge just the energy from.
Mm-hmm. All right, fair enough. There we go. All right, so we'd love to hear from you guys. You know, what's your take on all of this, right? I mean, you can reach us at 1-844-MR-BOLD-1, so 1-844-MR-BOLD-1. You can leave a message there. And if this is your first time tuning into Reinvention Radio, I'm sorry. No, I'm playing. I love this kind of conversation, and I hope that you introduce, you know, others to this whole concept of
Mercury retrograde happens like four.
I don't even know what
four
it's called.
Times a year happens and the
four
total
times a year.
Okay,
six
so
weeks.
so
there we go. Yeah.
So Wade,
yes?
Plan repeats for those days. I ain't driving.
Right. I know. All right, my friends. But we will talk to you next time here on Reinvention Radio, and go Mercury. Yeah. All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Go Mercury.
Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.